The United States Embassy in Nairobi says free medical services run by U.S. Marines near Kenya's east coast were successful, despite protests from some Muslims that the services were a pretext to pursuing terrorists. A spokesman for the U.S. Embassy, Peter Clausen, said Monday that the Marines received a tremendous response to their three-day medical clinic in the northeastern Kenyan town of Garissa last week. Mr. Clausen says the Marines, who are under the Combined Joint Task Force Horn of Africa anti-terrorism operation, treated 1,700 people for a number of ailments ranging from intestinal infections to malaria to skin rashes.
There were some minor controversies, but those kinds of suspicions and those kinds of concerns are to be expected. We did what we could to try to ameliorate them. I think by and large succeeded.
Kenyan media reported Sunday that at least 40 people were injured when hundreds of Muslims demonstrated Friday against the Marines' presence in Garissa, saying the Marines were really there to hunt down terrorists as part of the U.S. government's war on terror. A spokesman at police headquarters, Kingori Mwangi, denies that anyone was injured in the demonstration and says only about 100 people were involved. He calls it a small incident.
About 9 boys were arrested and charged in court for creating disturbance. Otherwise, the program went on quite well.
A spokeswoman for the Supreme Council of Kenya Muslims, Nazal Rajput, says the Garissa incident reflects deep frustration Muslims are experiencing in Kenya and around the world as they feel increasingly and unfairly targeted by the war on terror. Ms. Rajput says the Marines should have worked more closely with the local Muslim community in setting up and carrying out the medical clinic.
Right now, anything coming directly from an NGO which is non-Muslim or U.S. government directly, as in the Marines' case, will seem to be suspicious. It will be looked at in a suspicious manner.
Ms. Rajput says it was a combination of Kenyan President Mwai Kibaki's recent trip to the U.S., an anti-terrorism bill being drafted in Kenya that many say unfairly targets Muslims, and rumors that the United States wants to set up a military base in Kenya that caused Muslims to be suspicious of the Marines' presence. Mr. Clausen says he thinks the demonstrations were due to frustration over local politics and were not tied to national or international issues. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.